Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
You are listening to HHS bonus content from the Hillbilly Horror Stories Network. This bonus content is released during the week for your listening pleasure while awaiting the release of Sunday's actual Hillbilly Horror Stories episode. All bonus content will be listed as HHS Presents or HHS Midweek, while the actual Hillbilly Horror Stories episodes will have only an episode number and the title listed, for example, 187, The Kentucky Vampires. Those episodes are a longer deep dive into a particular subject. If you are new to the show and the bonuses aren't your style, get the full-length episode to try. Enjoy! Hillbilly Youngins is intended for a younger listening audience.
Hey, I'm Kristen, and Jerry and Tracy are my parents.
Hi, I'm Dakota, and Jerry and Tracy are my grandparents.
And we are... The Hillbilly Youngins.
Hey guys, it's Dakota.
And Kristen.
And this is episode 16 of Hillbilly Youngins. And today our episode is going to be about...
Dun da da da!
Like, I don't even know what this is about.
Camp Taylor! I always love doing that echoing thing. Do I sound echoey?
No.
Echo, 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 echo.
It sounds like you're saying leg on my egg.
Hey guys. I just got off work not too long ago. And I'm kind of just not like with it mentally. So
I also figured out something really cool about the chair that I'm sitting in. It goes up and down.
Like I'm reading our notes and the first word is located, and I swear to God, as soon as I looked down, I thought I wrote lactated. But
I'm lactated intolerant. We'll need to cut down this laugh for like 10 minutes.
It's lactose intolerant. You know what lactate means?
No, but I know. But
I'll tell you after the show, because this is a kid-friendly show. But it has to do with milk.
I know what lactose intolerant is.
Yeah, but you said lactating tolerant.
Yeah. Because... You want me to cut this out?
No, please don't. This is funny. I want the world to hear this. I'll tell you after the show, though. Just in case our younger listeners are like, Mom, what's that mean? All right, let's get this party started. I am going to school Dakota on Camp Taylor because I did all this work.
Oh, my God, and it's like one sentence.
I worked all day at Toyota building cars, and then I came home and wrote this story, and she played Roblox and ate ice cream.
Well, I'm sorry that I like to be a kid.
Touche. Touche, little turd. All right. Camp Taylor, located in Louisville, Kentucky. Did you know that, Dakota?
No, because I don't go to summer camp.
This is no summer camp, girlfriend. Wait till you hear about it. Coda lives in Louisville when she's with her dad.
Mm-hmm. I was also born there.
Yes, actually, technically, she was born in Louisville. Addison was born in Lexington. Anywho, let's keep going. All right, it was built in Louisville, Kentucky on June 11th, 1917. The U.S. went to war in 1917, and many cities were called upon to build training camps for the soldiers so that they could strengthen them before they were sent to Europe. So
you're right. It is not a summer camp.
No. It's basically like a boot camp type thing where they are teaching them how to shoot and defend themselves so that way when they are shipped out to war, they can become, you know.
Soldiers.
Soldiers, yeah. Coda, when you played that back, do I sound like a man? I feel like I sound manly today.
You don't.
I feel like I do.
I don't think
so. Call me Chris.
Okay. Okay, where was I? Louisville was chosen as it already had a 16,000-acre artillery range known today as Fort Knox.
Oh, my God.
Dakota, I'm sorry, I keep changing the subject. The girls and I are trying to find some land to buy and, like, and build a house on.
Country boy.
Yeah, like out in the country. Seriously. And we are, like, looking at different acres.
We're
and
so
then we're
excited.
Sitting there thinking, we're like, how big is an acre, actually?
Well, we're looking at one that's, like, 8 whole acres.
Yeah, and then we're like, how big is that? How big is an acre? And then you got some lots that say, like, 0.18 acres. I'm like, what the heck does that even mean?
And then you look at 8 acres, and it's, like, a few more thousand than 1 acre.
But I'm gonna think that since this says 16,000, that was pretty daggone big.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a big number.
Disneyland is, like...
You don't even know.
Just I don't even know.
Don't even throw numbers out there because we never
like 16 there. Or something.
Okay, it was named Camp Taylor after the 12th U.S. president Zachary Taylor Thomas. I'm just kidding, Zachary Taylor. All my adult listeners will know who I'm talking about. He was like my celebrity crush when I was your age. He is so hot. Oh my God.
Mom,
totes.
Keep this kid friendly. It's gross.
Okay. There were 1,500 buildings, example. They started all the way from the large barracks to small supply sheds.
That is not a good example.
Whatever. There were 2,000 acres of farmland and 10,000 to 12,000 horses and mules.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Soldiers came from all over the world, many that weren't U.S. citizens, because it would secure their... Take three of me trying to say this word. Y'all aren't here, so you don't know. This is like the third time we've edited it. Citizenship.
I can't say it. Citizenship. It secured, I'll say it for you. Citizenship.
It secured their citizenship. Why can't I say that word?
One time when I was 5, I was doing like a house tour. So I was trying to do like a YouTube video or something. And I could not pronounce litter box. Explain like little box.
All right, we're rambling again. That's so funny.
Go.
Ceremonies were held under an ash tree named the naturalization tree. So you can see that. I can say that big word. 2,000 soldiers were sworn in under this tree, and it still stands there today.
Wow.
Now here's the sad part. Are you ready? Sadly. That's why I said sadly. A flu pandemic hit in 1917 and 1918.
So, like right now? Coronavirus.
You do that every time. 1,000 people died from the flu all within a 3-week period.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's like not even a whole month.
I know. 69 people died a day. Bodies and caskets were stacked as there was no place to keep them.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, hello, there's like 16,000 acres, but as far as like rooms and places to actually secure the bodies, there was no place. And that's so sad.
What if, like, when they came alive, if, like, they kept them in, like, the storage area? You know that...
That would be some dangerous zombies.
No, do you know that, like, that meme, and it has somebody open the barn doors and then, like, a million freaking ducks ran out of it? Yeah. That's what the ghosts would be like.
Oh, my God. Oh, there's actually...
Oh, my God.
There's an actual season or episode of The Walking Dead where all those zombies come out of the barn. Anyways, the camp officially closed in 1921. I know it said that whenever someone died, they would take the bodies out at night. That way, it wouldn't scare the rest of the population there, you know, them seeing how many people were actually dying. So sad. Today, Camp Taylor is actually a community, like a neighborhood subdivision, and it is said to be haunted by those who lived before it. There's a man named Keith Age. He is from Louisville's Ghost Hunter Society. He believes that since the buildings in the camp were torn down and the wood was used to build some of the homes in the neighborhood, that the wood holds basically the energy from the dead.
All right.
That's like some poltergeist stuff, man.
Yeah.
I mean, why? I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't know why they would keep that wood, but whatever. People in the neighborhood have seen soldiers marching in formation across the fields and across the streets.
You know, when I die, I don't want to be an angel. I want to be a ghost.
I wouldn't say that because then you're stuck. You're stuck wherever you are. If you're an angel, you are in heaven.
Yeah, but I mean, you can walk around wherever you want in the entire world.
They say there's angels on earth. Let's not get into religion.
Those are demons, by the way.
There's demons on earth,
fallen
too.
Fallen angels, I mean.
Yep, there's devil on earth, too.
Okay.
They also heard cannons going off. In the morning, they would hear the bugle being played. Yeah. They have seen a woman in a blue Victorian dress walking the streets, and a young girl seen walking the streets of Taylor Boulevard, but her identity is unknown.
Every time people say Victorian, I think it's saying victorious.
No, like that TV show. Those old school type dresses.
Because it's an old show.
Yeah.
Well, 2005 old show, if you mean.
Oh, what are you talking about? Oh, you're talking about victorious.
Yeah, that's Victorian. What I said. Victorian. I know, but I keep thinking it's the, like, oh. Victorious instead. Actually, you know what? Victorious was like 15, made like 15 years ago.
God, I used to watch that show. I do sound manly today. What is happening?
You just sound manly? I don't know.
Anyways, Dakota, that is all the information I have on Camp Taylor. What do you think?
That I will not go there for some very unfriendly summer camp.
The people who have lived there said it's actually like a cute little neighborhood. Very quaint. I mean, you know, you got soldiers walking across your yard.
Yeah.
Hey, man, how's it going? Hello, neighbor. Can I get some sugar? Anyways, I guess we'll go ahead and wrap it up because if not, we'll probably ramble on about something
weird. You say ramble
weird.
A lot. I'm rambling about rambling.
I'm a rambling man. Anyways. I hope you all enjoyed our episode, and we will see you next weekend on episode 17.
Can't believe we've actually made it that far. I mean, it doesn't sound anything like how many Derry and Tracy Grandma and Grandpa have. I mean, Happy. I never call
him. Just call him Grandma and Happy.
Okay, well, they've made like literally almost like 1,000. So that's kind of like really crazy amount.
We both sound so manly. What is going on in this world?
I think I'm just like...
you might be hitting puberty.
No, I think it's just that since I've been like stuck home in quarantine.
Are you growing a mustache yet?
Really?
All right. We'll see y'all later. Bye.
Bye. We did not say it on cue.
1, 2, 3. Bye.
El family chat se enteró del $5 McChicken meal deal, del $5 McDouble meal deal, y del nuevo $6 daily double meal deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. Wow, qué banquete. Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery. El family chat se enteró del $5 McChicken meal deal, del $5 McDouble meal deal, y del nuevo $6 daily double meal deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. Wow, qué banquete. Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Kids, just a quick reminder that bullying is not okay.
If you are bullying someone, you should be ashamed of yourself.
If you are being bullied, please tell your teacher, your counselor, or your parents.
Remember to check out the website, www.pacerkidsagainstbullying.org. Again, that's www.pacerkidsagainstbullying.org. Bye!
El family chat se enteró del $5 McChicken meal deal, del $5 McDouble meal deal, y del nuevo $6 daily double meal deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery. El family chat se enteró del $5 McChicken meal deal, del $5 McDouble meal deal, y del nuevo $6 daily double meal deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery. El family chat se enteró del $5 McChicken meal deal, del $5 McDouble meal deal, y del nuevo $6 daily double meal deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery. El family chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.